from the CFM studios on the Sunshine Coast. It's the Ellie and Taz podcast.
Welcome to a Thursday podcast.
Is there anything more uncool than seeing Ellie Chaney in a poncho e-scootering in the rain to work? Have you got sunnies on as well to make sure that the wind, that like the rain isn't getting in your eyes?
Yeah, because
helmet.
Even, not even the rain necessarily. Actually, in rain, it's quite difficult wearing sunglasses because then they get all fogged up.
Are you wearing
flies and bugs?
Are you wearing the bike helmet over the poncho or under the poncho?
Under the poncho.
Okay.
So I put the bike helmet on first, poncho over the top.
Would it be ludicrous to suggest that you put the poncho on and then the helmet?
No, but then the helmet would get wet.
It would, but if you were to fall off, at least the helmet would be the first thing hitting the road.
True.
You don't want your poncho getting caught up firstly before your helmet does the damage or takes the damage.
If my 50-cent poncho tears in a crash, I think I'll be okay. Actually, my mum gave me two ponchos when I saw her in Sydney. Yeah. She brought them with her to the Taylor Swift concert. We took them.
Yes.
But I don't know. I can't find them. I was digging the house up this morning looking for them.
Your mum's taken them back to Perth.
Well,
just gives a poncho.
I said, Mum, can I have the ponchos? Because I live in Queensland when it rains every day and you live in Perth where it rains once a year.
Yeah.
So fair to say, I should get the ponchos. And, she did. They've got to be somewhere.
Mystery ponchos. Will we find them today on the show?
No, we don't.
We'll ask other questions, like where did you go to the toilet?
Yeah, that got a bit hectic. One call that comes in, you'll know it when you hear it. Hectic.
We weren't able to air all of the stories.
Yeah, it was
on
gross.
That.
It's our own fault. We knew. In fact, when you hear us asking the question, you can hear both of us not really wanting to hear the answers.
It was late.
What we call the solicitor.
We just wanted to go home by that point, and we were like, "Do we want to talk poo stories? Is this really the level of brain power we want to give to the show right now?"
But hey, we got through it, and so will you. So, well, maybe you
won't. Or else.
Or you'll just flick to a more fun podcast.
No.
No.
Or else.
What?
You will finish this episode.
Oh, gosh. Taz is getting aggressive.
You are getting sleepy.
Okay. All right. Enjoy.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
I'm scared to put this story out there, and I'm scared, even more scared, to put the question out there, but I feel like there could be some gold stories floating around the
some
coast.
Some golden nuggets, perhaps.
The reason that makes me cringe when you say that is because we want to know.
You want to know. This isn't my idea, Sunny Coast.
It was a half-hearted, when I brought it up in today's show meeting, it was a half-hearted, should we do this? Because I don't know if I want the answer.
Too late now. Where do you have to go that wasn't a toilet? 545-11919.
The reason we ask is because a woman's in the news complaining about her landlord because the landlord was doing repairs on the toilet and therefore the toilet was not functional for a long period of time.
Yes.
And as a result, the old Bunnings bucket got a workout in the backyard.
Yeah. Yeah.
Surely just find a public toilet down the road. You know, surely there's Macs or something.
They might
nearby.
Be trying to make a point.
Oh, right.
You know, like if we're talking about it now here on the sunny coast, they've obviously made quite big headlines. Hopefully that gets them a toilet a little bit faster and gets their landlord to give them a bit of a heave-ho. I
wouldn't say heave-ho.
Well, I did. 545-11919. Double pass up for grabs from Ghostbusters Frozen Empire. You could be seeing the movie on us. But what's the question?
Where'd you have to go that wasn't a toilet? It could be number ones. It could be number two. Could be in a can. Could be doing a
CFM.
Hello, Courtney from Nambour.
Hi, how are you guys?
We are well, thank you. Thank you for calling our radio show with such a fun topic. Is this something that's happened to you?
It's to my husband. He was conveniently driving out to Noosa, suddenly got the urge to go to the toilet and ended up having to pull up at one of the lovely roundabouts and go bush bashing and off he went.
Surely not the one in Tacoolum because there is a traffic jam at that roundabout every day.
No, I think it was one more closer to the Civic, but he said it was that or I have to change his undies. So.
Yep.
So, hold on,
why the trees always grow so well out of the roundabout.
Well fertilised.
Because right, you've got tradies in the middle of early morning when nothing's open.
So he literally went in the middle of the roundabout. Like, surely that's quite a difficult location to get to.
That's what I thought. He's a clever man.
Props to him, Courtney.
Courtney, were you already married at this point? It was too far to back out?
It was very much before I had met him.
Okay, all right. Oh. So you found out about it too late, though.
I found out about it after, definitely. Yeah. But he's definitely not a shy fellow. We go do a lot of fishing and camping. So, you get used to seeing each other and very close.
You know when, like, a tradie builds a house or something and then every time they drive past that house, they're like, hey, I built that one. Does your husband do a similar thing with that roundabout?
He's always like, I guess there's the spot. So
I know that roundabout well.
Yes.
Beck, where did you have to go that wasn't a toilet?
So it wasn't me, but it was something I witnessed.
Oh.
Where I worked was glass frontage, like the glass when we were sitting at our desks. Anyway, super cheap auto was across the road and this man pulled up and stopped his axe in the garden. Yeah, and his wife was running from the car and she had toilet paper in her hand and he was in the garden for everyone to see. And all us girls, we just didn't know where to look or what to do. But he did his business, pulled his pants up, got back in the car and off he went.
It's not a two-man activity, going to the loo. Should not need a second person's help.
Yeah, yeah.
I know.
Did she have to do like a quick run to the shops to get the toilet paper or was it just in the car? You know, where
it
was she coming
from?
It
must have been in the car because she jumped out of the car and ran over to him like, next door was McDonald's. Like, clearly there was toilet accessible, but he just picked Super Cheap's garden.
Oh, poor Super Cheap. That's a rough day at the office for them.
Oh, I know. Great.
Beck, great story.
Thank you
so much for your call.
Okay. Bye.
See you later. All right, let's go now to Kate from Nambour. Kate, where did you have to go that wasn't a toilet? Or is this nominating someone else, as many of the calls have been?
No, look, it's a bit of everything, actually. We're a family that has to go all over the place. But what I'm going to tell you today, this is a story. So we all went camping, the whole family, and we were all a bit nervous because we couldn't go. So we all were a bit constipated. So we decided that maybe we would all try and go in the ocean. So about three of us went in the ocean to try and perform the deed. We all were successful, but my brother-in-law is a big guy, like he's a big built guy. And after we were successful, we kind of came out with smiles on our faces of the ocean going, oh, thank God, this has been like 3 days in the making. And basically, my brother-in-law's poo washed up on the beach. It didn't stink. And it was there for everyone to see as they walked past, walking their dogs. So, yeah, I'm so sorry for being so graphic.
Okay. Kate, if all three of you were in the ocean doing your business, how do you know it was the brother-in-law's poo that washed up on shore? Could have been any one of you.
Look, we did spread out. If anyone, like, watched us doing it, we were all at, like, equal measures apart. So we were, like, the same distance out, but we were about, sort of, maybe 2 metres apart.
Okay, so I was going to ask. Yeah. How far apart were you? Because I think I'd need to be 50 metres apart.
Yeah, I'd need to be in bloody Fiji.
I reckon maybe like 3 metres apart, but we were all lined up and we did kind of face different directions so we wouldn't put each other off. My brother, who was also there, he really struggled. He was still in the water after the two of us got out. But it washed up on the beach and it was all just a bit gross. And we all went down to have a look to confirm whose it was. And it was the overall, we all realised that I think it was my brother-in-law because there is no way I would do that and my brother hasn't gone yet, so there you go.
The local lifeguards thought it was a humpback whale washing up, didn't they, Kate?
Well, it really could have been, honestly. It was not good, but I could tell you stories for hours on our family and all.
That's okay. Problem. That one was enough, I think.
It was enough.
Thank you, Kate. Love it. You're in the draw for the tickets. Good luck.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Thanks, Kate.
Live across the sunny coast, Ellie and Taz. 91.9. CFM.
It'd be a good theme song to the new Snow White movie. No, sorry, Sleeping Beauty. Wait, is that the same thing?
Oh, God.
Is Snow White a Sleeping Beauty? Yeah.
No.
Come to Awaken You with a Kiss?
No.
Sleeping Beauty.
Snow White lives in a house with seven dwarfs.
Yeah, but doesn't she eat an apple and then she passes out?
Yeah, that does happen. That happens quite a bit, actually.
Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
Yes.
Correct. Is Sleeping Beauty its own one?
Yes. But I just don't think they made a movie out of it. Or the movie wasn't as big when we were kids.
Yeah, true. It's just a chick having a nap, really. And a hot dude coming and kissing her without her consent. Problematic in today's day and age,
yeah,
really.
It's not 2024 appropriate. Not at all. Although yeah. Neither Snow White, but let's move on.
Yeah.
I digress.
Yeah, don't go poisoning food. Oh, remember the strawberries in needles saga? You can't go poisoning apples
no,
these days.
No, strawberries.
You just can't put a needle in a strawberry. Can't do anything to fruit. We are Ellie and Taz.
Could you imagine if they found the person that did the strawberry needling and yeah. It's literally the old woman with the
the
wrinkly, warty nose and the cloth and everything. Anyway.
Look, Under the Pump is back very soon. We'll have $1,000 up for grabs. In the meantime, it's been announced that Coolum Beach is getting the International Body Surfing Association World Tour Finals.
Yes.
I didn't know you could be a professional
Time, am I right?
You could be a professional body surfer.
That's where they don't use a board.
Yeah, I assume so.
And they just put their hand out.
Yeah, very dangerous.
No.
The amount, my friends who used to work in ED at SKU said they'd get so many people come to ED because they'd have body surfing injuries, particularly
really?
At Mooloolaba, a very dumpy surf at Mooloolaba.
What were people, so people were trying to surf the dumpy waves and
yeah.
just going straight into the sand.
Yes.
Shouldn't laugh.
No.
But if we want to see body surfing done right.
Yeah, Coolum. We haven't got dates for it yet. We've just been told that it'll be next year.
Yep.
But yeah.
International.
Mm. So they must do like flicks and stuff. Flips?
Yeah.
Like tricks?
Probably both of those.
Flips and tricks.
Yeah.
Should we go back to sleep?
I preferred your Disney gear. Let's be real.
I peaked with the needle tampering stuff, to be honest.
Brand new to 91.9 CFM. It's your feel-good drive home with Ellie and Taz.
Hey, so we're talking the World Happiness Report this afternoon.
Yep.
Like a room without
a
room.
I like talking about happiness.
Produced
makes me happy.
Annually by the UN, this World Happiness Report studies around 100,000 people and they come from around 150 or more countries.
Okay.
As to how happy you are.
Literally just come out and say, rate on a scale of 1 to 10,
I'm guessing there's a bit more to it than that, but basically they've worked out the top 15 happiest countries in the world.
Okay.
Now, last year, Australia was sitting at 12th.
Yeah, we'll take that.
We've moved up.
Have we?
We are happier this year than last year. So 2023, we were 12th. 2024, we're sitting at 10th place.
It was all the Tillys, wasn't it?
I think so. Matilda's got us over the line. And the one or two that we've switched with, New Zealand. Sorry, New Zealand. They were 10th. We've dropped them to 11.
Oh, they got a bit sadder.
Yeah, they did.
Was
just
that
a touch.
When the Wahs got kicked out of the
maybe,
NRL finals?
Maybe. And they're not doing too well this year either.
Yeah, the Wahs.
Kuwait was 50th. They're now 13th. As a huge rise.
Whoa!
They're so happy.
Which sporting team did they have do well?
Maybe they love the Tillys as well. Maybe they were just a big Tillys country.
Yeah.
Top three, though, haven't changed.
Okay.
Top three.
I guess one that will be in there?
Yeah.
Oh, no, tell me. I don't want to.
No, go on, have a guess.
It'll be all the Scandinavian ones.
Yeah,
Norway, Sweden.
Norway is 7th.
Oh.
Netherlands, 6th. Israel, 5th.
What?
Hey, I'm just reading the annual happiness report, okay?
Israel has not had a happy year.
Don't shoot the messenger
here.
That surprises
me. I've just lost all legitimacy in this study.
They were 4th.
But, okay.
Yeah, look, just... Sweden is 4th. Iceland is 3rd.
Oh, that's fair.
Denmark, 2nd. Finland.
Oh, so it literally is just all the Scandinavian countries just getting together in one big party.
I think I've worked out why they're so happy. All
Have
those
you?
Countries up there.
Mm.
It's pretty much the closer you are to the Lego factory where they make Lego
or
obviously makes you happy.
The closer you are to the North Pole where Santa is.
Oh.
Ever think of that? I don't get how they're all so happy all the time. Beautiful part of the world.
Yeah. But Finland, if you're listening. Turn that smile upside down, all right?
It it's just so cold up there. And in winter,
yeah,
they just have darkness for 24
have
hours a day.
Have you seen how pretty everybody is there?
Yes, remember, I dodged a charity walk last year to climb a glacier in Iceland, yeah. Apparently.
Who was called Glacier? Who was Glacier?
Okay.
All right.
All right. Tell but you yeah. what, Glacier was pretty happy, am I right?
Broadcasting from the Sunshine Coast for the Sunshine Coast. Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Good old Trumpy running for president again. We're not going to do a deep dive into the politics of it all because, let's face it, I don't really get American politics. Very difficult. But he sat down for an interview with a dude. Who?
She's done her prep. Have a listen to this.
Oh, look, I could give you his name, but would it mean anything to anyone? The dude used to be a politician. Now he's a broadcaster.
What did Trump say?
He has been asked about Kevin Rudd's thoughts on Trump, right?
So Kevin Rudd's currently our ambassador to the US.
Correct. And Kevin Rudd has tweeted a few things about Donald Trump that weren't necessarily very savoury. Have a listen to what he said and then to Trump's response.
I mean, he has said the most horrible things. You were a destructive president, a traitor to the West, and he's now Australia's ambassador in Washington.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
Would you take a phone call from him?
He won't be there long if that's the case. I don't know much about him. I heard he was a little bit nasty. I hear he's not the brightest bulb, but I don't know much about him. But if he's at all hostile, he will not be there long.
He's a little bit nasty.
He's not the brightest bulb. I love that. It's like when someone calls you not the sharpest tool in the shed.
So we're taking your calls this afternoon, 545-11919 for tickets to go and see Ghostbusters Frozen Empire. We are asking,
what shouldn't offend you but it does? Because if someone was talking about me and said Ellie Chaney is not the brightest bulb, I would be so offended. Like, it's not necessarily someone, you know, swearing at you or calling you a traditional insult.
Yes.
But it offends you.
What could somebody say to you that wouldn't normally offend you? Like everybody, but it would definitely offend you. We're going to actually open this up to a few people here in the C building. We've got Ruby from our reception today, Phoebe from Digital. G'day, girls.
Hello.
Hello.
Ruby's looking so excited. Is this your first time on the radio, Ruby? In the studio?
Maybe the second time. Taz set me up last time.
Yeah, so. I did too. Yeah.
Round two.
What would be something that someone would say to you that isn't necessarily an insult that offends you guys?
I dislike being called babe. Hey, babe. How you going, babe? You look really good today, babe. Not a fan.
Okay. No, all right. What if it was from a partner, though? Because, like, my partner calls me babe and I love it.
That's way worse.
Oh, is it?
Bae? babe, anything.
Baby.
I like the pig, babe, but that's as far as I go.
That's fair. Everyone loves the pig, babe.
Yeah.
Of course. Babes, what's it for you?
I think it's a bit of an insult when someone comes up to you and they say, oh, you're not wearing any makeup today.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or you look tired.
Yeah. Don't like that one.
Absolutely. Tazzy, you got one?
Me? Anybody that calls me love. Thanks, love.
You got mad at me the other day for calling you in a message. I said, thanks, bud. And you're like, ugh, don't call me bud.
Bud's bad.
I call all my male friends bud.
It's bad.
I call people on this show bud all the time. People of the Sunny Coast, do you hate it when I call you bud? Bud?
We got tickets to Ghostbusters. The Spengler family returned to where it all started. Ghostbusters Frozen Empire only in cinemas March 21. Double pass up for grabs for our caller of the day. 545-11919.
Thanks, Taz. They say a lot about you. Many people say this.
I hear he's not the brightest bulb.
But I don't think that you are.
He's not. Bridie, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi, Bridie. What's it for you?
It's ma'am.
Ma'am. Okay, fair enough.
Someone under the age of 85 should be called ma'am.
Or ma'am.
M-A-A-M.
That's fair. That's like when I went through the transition of people calling me a girl to a lady. I'm like, I don't want to be a lady. I still want to be a girl. I feel like a lady's even too old.
Hang on, so if I meet an old person, do I have to ask them if they're older than 85 or not before I call them ma'am?
I think if you know, you look at someone and they look over the age of 65 plus, then it's reasonable and respectful to call them ma'am. But when you're looking at someone and they look 25, probably not the best call.
What about madame?
No.
Veto that.
Blanket no to that one from Bridie. Renee is in Biwa. Renee, what's it for you?
You're really pretty for an Aboriginal.
Oh, no.
Wow.
No.
I get it all the time.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah. They think they're being polite and being, you know, they think it's a compliment, but it's like, yeah, you just ruined it with your backhand.
Oh, absolutely. The forerun anything is always a backhand compliment, right? You know, like, oh, you're really smart for a woman. Or like, oh, you know, you just leave it at you're really smart or leave it at you're really pretty.
Exactly.
Oh, Renee, I'm sorry that that happens to you. That is very frustrating. But thank you for your call.
The only reason I rang, I just thought, I'm going to ring because that way people can know it's not a compliment to say that end.
I agree. Everybody should know it as well, Renee. Yeah. 100%.
Absolutely.
Stop it at the compliment. It does not need anything else after. Thank you, Renee.
Thanks, guys. Thank you.
Have a lovely day. Let's move on now to Clayton in Bly Bly. Clayton, what's something that offends you, but it shouldn't, buddy? Oh, no, I can't
say
buddy.
I have two today? So the first one is, when I was younger, I just have naturally long eyelashes, and whenever I go around, I always get off if I'm wearing the scar, and it just offends me.
That's fair.
Yep,
that's
totally.
Fair, Clayton.
And I have a sister that looks very alike to me. So whenever I'm just in school, there's these older kids that just go around like asking me, "Are you Lexi's brother?" To me.
And you're like, no, I am my own person.
That's right. I am Clayton. Thank you very much. Blazing my own trail. Thank you, Clayton.
Yeah.
And you own those long eyelashes, my friend. Yeah. What I would give to have long eyelashes. That is amazing. All right. Is this Kate from Budrum?
Yes, it is.
Hello, Kate.
Hi there.
Have you been offended by something recently?
Yeah, it's when my kids call me...
Oh, she bleeped herself there. Kate, that was perfect timing. My kids call me...
Bruh. Yeah, like, bruh.
Oh, doesn't that make you feel young and hip?
Ellie uses this multiple times a day, Kate.
This is what my sons call me. And I'm like, no, I'm not your bruh.
I'm your ma.
I'm your mother.
Oh, Kate, that is funny. Oh, God, I'm having to cross a lot of names off my list today.
You're not going to be able to say anything after this.
I know. Bud was on there for sure. Finally, Rhiannon in Donnybrook. What's something that shouldn't offend you, but it really does?
I feel like I'm going to have a few people that go, yes, dude, I am not a camel's penis.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM. The 5 Second Sweat. With Ellie and Taz.
Yeah, we put you under a bit of pressure, but only for 5 seconds.
That's right, Serena. Welcome to the show.
Hey.
Hello, my friend. Have you had a good day so far?
I have.
Okay, that's glam. What was the best thing that happened to you today?
I got to eat a lot of ice cream. That was good. And hot cross buns.
Now, am I right in saying that's what you do for a job? You literally taste test ice cream every day?
And yogurt, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Yum. How do we get that job?
So are you testing flavours that aren't out yet? Is that how it works?
No, not really. Sometimes, if we're making a new flavour, but mostly just whatever we're already making.
So what do you do, like, once you've tasted the flavour and you've deemed it good, like, what do you do the next day at the office?
Spits it back in.
You know, like...
She spits it back into the tub.
Surely there's only so many flavours you can taste.
Well, it depends on your production day. Like, whatever we're making that day is what we eat.
Okay.
Sweet. Oh.
What a job.
Woo. All right, Serena, we are playing 5 Second Sweat. We're going to give you 5 seconds on the clock. You have to name 5 of a particular thing in that time. What are we playing for this afternoon, Ellie?
We have got a $50 Celebrate gift card up for grabs, which basically gets you $50 to spend at so many different places.
Right.
Like, you know, H&M, The Iconic, JB Hi-Fi, Cotton On. The list
goes on. All right, Serena, we're going to give you a topic and then the time will start straight away, okay? You'll have 5 seconds to name 5 of a particular topic. You ready to go?
Yeah.
All righty. Can you give me 5 car brands?
MG, Honda, Isuzu, Holden, Ford.
I think she got it in
She's
the 5 seconds.
Five seconds for $50, my friend. Well done. You absolutely smashed that. And I'm glad MG was first because that's what I drive. And so
that's what I drive too. Hey. So I was like, of course I've got to make that.
Love it.
Good on you.
We were going to do ice cream flavours, Serena, but I'm sure you would have smashed that.
Yeah. Nice.
All right, sister. Well, that Celebrate gift card is all yours. Well done.
Cool, thank you.
Serena, when you come in to pick up your prize, are you able to bring
some ice cream? That'd be great.
We'll see what I can do.
Okay. Pull some strings, Serena.
It didn't sound very committal.
No. Come on, we've helped you out.
That was all.
All right. Well, you know which days are busy up for you, so you just plan accordingly, okay?
Yeah. We'll leave it in your capable hands.
Thanks, sister.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
And Ellie, who would you say is the nerd of the show?
You, matey.
Me?
Yep.
Why?
You. Because you're into Star Wars.
Yeah.
You're into Pokemon.
Yeah.
You love to game in your spare time.
I still play Pokemon Go.
You...
I'm one of four people in the C building that do. Well, I'm going to hopefully share the nerd title with you this afternoon.
Okay.
I want to crown a new nerd of the show, and it might be you.
I don't want to be a nerd. I've really spent a long time, Taz, building up a reputation as a really cool individual. So I don't want that to be brought down.
Cool individuals do not play Mario Kart to the level that you do. So welcome to a new little game that I've made. So kids, if you're listening as well, you've played Mario Kart, you're going to be able to play along with this. Ellie and her partner Dan, how often will you play Mario Kart?
Look, we were playing every night. For like a good 18 months, I reckon. It's taken a bit of a back burner in 2024, mainly because he started a new job and has other things to focus on.
So he's not a nerd.
I'm still
keen. I think we can rule that out.
Yep.
Okay, so I've got five music soundtracks.
Yep.
You have to tell me what track they're from.
Okay.
Okay, just based on the music of that track.
Okay.
Who are you racing as, by the way?
I'm Yoshi currently.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
A pipe cart and a cloud little kite thing.
Nerd. Okay, 10 seconds of a track. It's all you get.
Mm-hmm.
Have a listen. Do you know what it's from? Do you know what it's from?
Is it one of the beach ones? It's not Cheap Cheap Beach, is it?
It's not Cheap Cheap Beach. This is great.
Toad's Turnpike.
No, it's Thwomp
Ruins. Oh, Thwomp Ruins, of course.
Oh, sorry, Chani. All right, track two.
Is this a Rainbow Road?
It's not Rainbow Road. You're close. It's very similar.
Oh, Tazzy, I'm not doing well.
It's unfortunately Cloud Top Cruise.
Oh, Cloud Top Cruise. I hate that one. Yeah, that
you
one
hate
sucks.
That one.
Yeah, it's a really difficult turn in it. I can never nail it.
All right, track number three. This sounds a bit different.
Melody Motorway.
It's not Melody Motorway. These sounds like made up names.
Oh, Bowser's Castle.
It is.
Yes.
It is Bowser's Castle. Okay, one from three. That ain't bad. Okay, number four. Here we go. I think this is a bit easy.
Cheap Cheap Beach.
It's not Cheap Cheap Beach.
No.
No.
It's not Cheap Cheap Beach.
I'm guessing.
Is it a
hopefully
beach
it's not the same soundtrack that they've recycled.
Okay.
But it's Water Park.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
Oh, yeah,
she recognises that
you go,
now. Like a nerd.
Spinning cupcakes, yeah.
What a nerd, everybody. Point at the nerd. Okay, last one.
I'm actually doing horribly, which means I'm keeping my cool girl status, would say.
This one's the last one.
Yeah.
Easy.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Mario Speedway.
I'll give you that.
Mario
it's
Circuit.
Mario Kart Stadium.
Yeah.
She's done it.
That's it for Ellie and Taz today. If you missed anything, download their podcast. Search Ellie and Taz in your podcast app. 91.9 CFM.